And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 3rd of December, 2015. It was on this date, 1960, the musical by Lerner and Lowe, Camelot, opened on Broadway with the song at the end of the show, "Don't Let It Be Forgot That Once There Was a Spot for One Brief Shining Moment," that was known as Camelot. It's the birthday of Joseph Conrad, born in Poland in the town of Berdyshev, which is now Ukraine, 1857. Joined the merchant navy, sailed all around the world, and from it he gained the experience that went into his novels and stories, the best known of which, Heart of Darkness, 1899. English riverboat captain in the Congo, sent to retrieve an ivory trader, Mr. Kurtz, who has been living as a demigod among the African natives. Francis Ford Coppola used it as an outline for his story in his film Apocalypse Now. It was on this date, 1919, the Quebec Bridge over the St. Lawrence River was finally opened to traffic. They started building it in 1904, but engineers had made a mistake, and it weighed much more than they thought it did. An enormous bridge, cantilever bridge, 1,800-foot single span, 150 feet above the St. Lawrence. 3 years after they started building it, it collapsed. 75 workers died in 1907. They resumed construction 1913. 3 years later, the bridge collapsed again. 13 workers were killed. Finally opened to public traffic on this date in 1919. Still the world's longest cantilever bridge. Here's a poem for today by Marge Piercy, "The Wall of Cold Descends." Near the end of our annual solstice party, as guests were rummaging through the pile for their coats and hugging many goodbyes, the very first snow of the year began to eddy down in big flat flakes. It was cold enough to stick, with the grass poking through and then buried. Now the ground gives it back under the low ruddy sun that sits on the boughs of the pine like a fox, if red foxes could climb. The cats crowd the windows for its touch. The wolf moon seemed bigger than the sun, almost brighter as last night it turned the snow ghostly. Now it too wanes, the nub end of the year when all northern cultures celebrate fire and light. Tonight we'll take the first two candles to kindle one from the other. Then we go out after dark. Our eyes seek lights that bore holes in the thick black, like the pelt of a huge hairy monster, a grizzly who devours the warm-blooded. We are kin with the birds who huddle in evergreens, who crowd feeders, kin with the foxes and their prey, kin with all who shiver this night, homeless or housed, clutching or alone under the vast high dome of night. The Wall of Cold Descends, poem by Marge Piercy, from her collection Made in Detroit, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Staples, with technology products, copy and print, shipping, and other solutions for businesses of any size. Learn more at Staples and Staples.com. Staples, make more happen. And by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.